When I listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea, I don't fall asleep at the wheel like the Junkyard Dog.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, May the 26th, 2017, welcome to another edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media. As always, your gracious host, the heavyweight primate, the impact player, Mr. Phil Rea, and I am joined by...
It is Choppy, everyone. How is everyone doing tonight?
How we be, how we be, how we be. All right, what's going on with you?
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Today was just a fantastic day.
Yeah, good times. Good times. Hello, everybody in the chat room. I see Duck the Doom. I talked to him today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll get into that in a few minutes, because he piggybacked on, he wanted to talk about what you got on your soapbox about last week with the Rip Rogers gimmick, so. Shanglin's in the room. Yes, Shanglin, I'm feeling better, thank you very much. A little sore, but no pain, thank God. I'm almost a week in, no pain, that's good. We both saw Guardians of the Galaxy. You just saw it, you were just telling me about it before Shanglin even said anything.
Yeah, it was too funny.
Good stuff, I enjoyed it, you enjoyed it.
I loved it. I loved it so much. I didn't know which one was better, the first one or the second one. I loved this one so much, and I couldn't tell which one I liked the most.
Well, I got to tell you, I liked the first one better.
Really? Okay.
I did, and I'll tell you why. I think the first one told a better story, and the origin is always better, I think.
Okay.
When it comes to like sequel. I'm not saying this because, listen, the first Guardians was probably the best Marvel movie I've seen so far.
It's one of those sleeper movies, too, because you didn't think it was going to be good, and it was good.
Correct. So Guardians rules. The cast is great. We were just talking about the cast.
Yeah.
Everything was good about it. I played the soundtrack, actually.
Very good soundtrack, by the way.
Yeah. So, you know, again, Marvel comes correct. Almost all the time.
Almost all the time they do. What do you call it? The whole line of Marvel. I think there's been one or couple of dud Marvel movies.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the first Hulk was terrible.
Which one? The one with Ang Lee, or are you talking about the one with you're talking about the Edward Norton one?
The one with Nick Nolte and the dogs and
oh, that was terrible, dude. Right? That's with Ang Lee. Yeah, that was horrible.
Right. That was bad. I didn't like.
I didn't like Iron Man 3. I thought it was terrible. I was expecting the Mandarin, and I got some bullshit.
Yeah,
techno virus that I didn't want to care about.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It was bad. Like it was, you know.
I wanted to see the rings and Mandarin.
Yeah, of course.
And I didn't get that. I was just like, really? And then everyone was like, oh, that's the best Iron Man movie ever made. I was like, no, it's not.
The origin movie.
First one
was
great. The one with Whiplash was good. Pretty good too.
Where's my bird? Where is my bird? Your bird? This is not my bird.
Hey Tony, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Shining Wizards, Tony in the room. We are a Shining Wizards Network production, I should say.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are part of the Shining Wizards Network. Founding members, I should add. Billionaire Ted's in the room. How are you? Anyway, so yeah, Guardians was good, man. I enjoyed that movie. I'm excited because Wonder Woman's coming out this week. I know you're not excited about it.
You know what? I wanted to retract my statement. I saw another trailer.
You saw the last trailer.
Yeah. And I'm actually kind of excited. My wife is actually excited for this. And did you hear about the news that they're doing like a private screening of Wonder Woman, and they only want women to go? No men.
Jesus Christ.
Which I was just like, okay, whatever. I don't
care. 75 years old this year.
She is. That's right.
She looks really good for 75. So.
But did you see the trailer for the Thor movie?
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
No, it's okay. He's a friend of mine. He fucking punches him.
Oh, that was great.
I said, hey-o. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, it has like a Guardians of the Galaxy feel to it this time now.
Yeah, because he's not on Earth. He's planet skipping. Yeah,
exactly.
He's planet skipping.
I can't wait. And you see the bitch breaking the fucking hammer, and I'm like, what?
What is all that all about?
Yeah,
it's
going
to be a good year for Spider-Man in July.
I think that movie should have been out already.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm ready for that.
I don't want to put all my chips on this bet. I'm hoping, because he's my favorite character. Spidey's my favorite Marvel character.
Oh, I know.
So I hope he comes correct.
Dude. Did you know what's the backstory behind that movie? You know the only part of that movie that was filmed in New York was at Staten Island Ferry?
Yeah. I don't want to be on that boat when they split it in half.
I'm
on that boat every fucking day, man.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I got a little lumpy in the throat when I saw that.
Dude, no, most of it was filmed in Atlanta.
Good.
I think I was like, what? It's Spidey, New York.
Almost every movie in the 80s was filmed in fucking Vancouver, and it looked like New York. It looked like LA. It looked like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
But it doesn't have that gritty feel to it, you know?
Yeah. I guess so.
Whatever.
I guess so. But either way, it's exciting.
I can't wait.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is going down.
I still feel that John Malkovich should be the Vulture, not Michael Keaton.
I'm not mad at that though.
I'm not. I mean, Michael Keaton's a great actor.
He looks the part too. I'm not mad at it at all. Doctor Doom is having a Hulk marathon. Oh, he's not. El Rey is.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I think I'm gonna check that out.
I like the Hulk.
Yeah, me too.
I like the Hulk.
The Hulk needs to get his own standalone movie again.
Yeah, he will. They're gonna do all that stuff.
Last one was Ed Norton. I mean,
I like this Hulk though.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo
Ruffalo. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ruffage. Whatever his name is.
Man, speaking of Ruffage, dude, I've been off the medication now almost a week, and my digestive tract is a fucking disaster. You have to understand, I've been on medication basically since the end of April. But damn, man, I gotta get some probiotics.
Speaking of bowel movements, let me tell you something.
Oh, Jesus.
You ever had one of those bowel movements when you're about to, like, literally crap your pants and you're almost to the door? And
That was this morning.
Oh, bro.
You're squeezing your cheeks, hoping that you don't shit yourself? Oh, yeah, dude, of course.
I was on the ferry, on the 4 train, on the 6 train, get to 106 and park over there in Harlem.
Of course.
Dude. The rolling gate was not opened yet to get.
Oh my God! And you're pinching.
Oh, dude! I just made it to the toilet by the hairs of my ass crack.
Literally.
Oh man.
Oh, so let's talk about my Amazon Echo.
Oh yeah, please do.
So Sunday night, after the pay per view. I go upstairs. We'll get into the pay-per-view in a minute.
Oh, of course.
Well, I go upstairs, and my wife is watching QVC like she always does. And
great network.
They were doing the Echo, the Amazon, you know. So, and I wanted one for the new apartment when we move, right? And the thing's like almost $200, and we don't have the money to fucking drop $200 on this thing, right? So they're selling it for $130, and they give you a fucking a free Garth Brooks CD, which is whack. I hate Garth Brooks, but they give you a bunch of stuff. They give you like free books, they give you a free skin, and they give you the actual tower. And it's like $25 a month. It's like she leans over to me and she goes, "Treat yourself." I said, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, treat yourself." I was on that fucking I was on that app right away, man. So I got it, hooked it up last night. And this thing is fantastic because you can ask it stupid questions and it'll answer you.
Shining Words of Tony just said, "I play random music on my Echo when I'm at work from my phone. Scares the shit out of my kid."
Dude, so now I didn't know with the app. You have to – I was telling Choppy this in pre-production. You have to actually – I mean, it'll do – like if you open it out of the box, it'll do certain commands, right? Okay. But you have to go on the app and give it skills. Like I have the MLB package.
Yes,
I could stream all the games now through the Echo.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Whatever teacher goes, "What team would you like?" I'm like, "The New York Mets," and they were playing the New York Mets while I was doing setup.
Oh, you must have been all in like.
I almost fucking blew a waddle over the set. You almost saw a bunch of jizz everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Right. When your wife says treat yourself, she's hiding something. Oh. You know what? I'd rather her fucking say. Never mind. I'll save that for a philatorial. But yeah, man. So. Like horoscopes, and I was playing, like, you know, I was like, I said, "Alexa, give me new age music so my wife can go to sleep." And she's, setting new age music. When you hear like the fucking rainforest and the trees and shit.
Oh boy.
I was on this thing all afternoon, just giving it skills. You can play Jeopardy. We play Jeopardy on it now.
Oh, that's really cool.
Trivia. It's got a bunch of shit, man. It's got a bunch of shit, so I've been messing with that. I said, I Wikipedia Dusty Rhodes, and she read the whole Wikipedia, and she goes, "Shall I go on?" And my wife, right before she said no, I was like, "Yes, go on. I want to hear everything, you motherfucker."
It'll be really cool if you could tell Alexa to do the impersonations of Dusty.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that hopefully soon. My main goal is, when we get the new place, I'm getting smart plugs.
Okay.
So this bitch can put my fucking TV on, my lamps, and everything else.
Smart, yeah.
Right.
It is.
So I can fuck with the family, you know, while I'm out, while I'm on a train. Alexa, you know, put the light on and off. Put the blender on.
And then they'll be like, "Wait a minute, this place is haunted?"
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, it is so much fun. And she doesn't even know that I gave it all these skills. So when she comes home, and I go, "Alexa, activate Jeopardy." She's gonna get all damp in the pants. That's her show. She rocks.
Really?
Yeah, she excels in that. She should be on Jeopardy. That's how good she is.
Good.
So,
she. By the way, she got the new job, right?
She got the new gig. She started this week.
Oh, she must be happy.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up? She had to drive like 3 hours in traffic to go train, and the fucking office is literally 10 minutes from my house.
It's bullshit, dude. Can you imagine going to Suffolk County for like how many ever days it was?
So she's all fucked up. She was all happy. She's like, you know, she drops off Junior at school. She goes right to work. She doesn't have to go anywhere. Good old JR. How are you, sir?
Hello, sir.
But yeah, man, it's been a crazy week. I went back to work. And yesterday I became unglued at work, and normally I'm good. Like I became unglued when everybody left, and we were grossly understaffed.
Yeah,
and I just couldn't take it, and I started yelling at the phone like, "Stop fucking ringing!" I mean, nobody was in the room, but I'm like, "Will you stop ringing? I fucking hate you! I'm trying to watch the British Bulldog, you know." I was trying, but yeah, I couldn't even like I was backed up from the time I logged in, like with call volume. Everybody wanted to go to fucking hospital yesterday or leave the hospital. It was crazy. So, yeah, that was good times. And then they said, "Well, Phil, you have Monday off." I was like, "Oh, good." So then I could fucking just, you know, get an extra day of not coming here and dealing with the nonsense, because we're really understaffed now. People are moving up in rank.
Yeah.
People are quitting. You know, it was like, well, after missing almost a month of work, you know me, man, my life stopped. So I wanted to get back into a routine and shit, you know? So
wait until you get to that transportation gig gimmick again, because then you'll see how bad it gets after.
Well, that was the thing too. Like, my wife's like, "Well, pick up a tour. You know, work overtime. It's time and a half for you." And then you look at the big poster in the subway station. Everything's on a Sunday schedule. So if I had to go to work on, for me to go to work on a holiday, it's got to be worth it, because everything is on a Sunday schedule, and you have to wait for everything: the bus, the train, the boat. It's a fucking nightmare. Like, if I was driving in, I wouldn't care.
But you don't want to do that.
No, well,
fuck that.
Yeah, so I'm glad they gave me the day off, but I'm not glad because I could have used the time and a half. But you know what? There'll be. I think I'm working 4th of July because it's a fucking Tuesday this year.
So, oh, it's a really?
Yeah. So suck. It is what it is. It is what it is. I get insomnia if I'm off work. Yeah. I was out of work for almost a month, and I was.
You go crazy.
And Choppy will tell you, man, I was crying. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. The pain was bad. I had fucking nightmare roommate in my hospital bed. I almost committed a felony. But the nursing staff was good. Choppy and Bree were coming to see me all the time. Rob and Mega Powers and Elaine came to see me. My mom came to see me. My brother-in-law Mike came to see me. So it was like and wifey was coming every couple of hours, you know, every day, bringing me food and stuff like that. So,
speaking of which, your roommate, which one are you talking about? The bagel?
Not the first guy, the second guy.
He was shitting the bed.
The group home guy.
Yeah, group home guy was
that fucking bad. That fucking Savaje. Ugh.
Mr. Bagel Man was great, though.
Oh, yeah. Moish.
Moish was great.
I like him. He was a good dude. That Jewish cat was funny.
Yeah, he was
nice. Yeah, I felt bad for him, though. He was like, you know, cancer. And
he almost brought me back to Coming to America. What is it with his accent? What is that, velvet?
You know Kunta from upstairs.
you're a putz, you're a putz, and you're a putz. It should be called the three putzes.
Aha!
Aha! I got to see that movie again.
I have it.
There's this one guy at my
job. My hard drive.
There's this guy who's like 31 years old at my job. And I was quoting Coming to America. He's like, what is that? I was like, whoa. What do you mean, what is that? What are you talking about? How old are you? Oh, I'm 31.
Yeah.
I'm 33, motherfucker. You don't know what Coming to America is?
You should know, son.
I was like, what the? Your homework is to go home and watch Coming to America on Netflix, like, right now.
Your homework.
And then eventually he saw it last night. He's like, bro, that movie's so fucking hysterical. Sire, the royal penis is clean now.
your royal penis is clean, your highness.
I love that movie.
Let your soul glow. I love that gimmick.
Yo, Soul Glow was the best. We're McDowell's. We don't have the Golden Arches, but we have the Golden Arcs.
I like Louie Anderson. And then one day I got upgraded to fries.
And then I hit the big time.
And then I hit the big time. So I like it.
What about Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
The
Who the fuck are you?
Who the?
I think Samuel Jackson uses the word fuck in every movie he's in.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Love the four-letter word.
No, nothing's wrong with that at all. Nothing's wrong. All right, so let's get into some wrestling news.
Wrestling.
All right, so what did you think of Backlash?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
I didn't give two drops of piss about that fucking pay-per-view, but I heard it was okay. It was a shocker.
I wasn't shocked
because you called it the way through.
Right, yeah. Hey, good morning, my neighbors. Hey,
fuck you.
Yes, fuck you too. I'm going to make that a clip.
Yes.
Fuck you too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so AJ and Owens had a great match.
I heard that was amazing.
That was a great match, I thought. Nakamura and Ziggles, let me, again, and we talked about this contrast. Nakamura has to get adjusted to this style. You know, and Ziggles, you know, he's a bump machine, so it looked like Nakamura was a little lost in the ring. The match didn't suck. It just wasn't one of my favorite, like, Nakamura moments. I was hoping to, you know, the crowd was ballistic, by the way. That crowd was awesome. Shout out to Chicago, man. They were...
I'm surprised, though, because considering the fact that they already must have been burnt out from NXT...
Which was good too.
Yeah, NXT was great. By the way, that was good. That was really good.
We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah,
but you know, Jinder Mahal. You know, and I said this to everybody, you included. I told the listeners. I told everybody. I told my son. I said this. He had to win. He had to win because of how they built him up. They told a really good story in the ring. Now, Jinder Mahal, by no means, is this fluent, amazing wrestler in the ring. He's stationary, he does okay, and he's not a bad hand, okay? So when you put him up against Randy Orton, who can actually wrestle, it made for a good match. Randy Orton almost killed his little lackeys, by the way.
I saw that spot. Oh my God. I thought he broke the guy's neck, dude.
And he even made a face. You saw the face he made? Like, ooh, yeah. But you know what? The kids are crying about something different. Oh, SmackDown. They need to be different. The writers got to be different. Things have to be different.
He did pop a rating, though.
You got different, and you still don't fuck it. Like, I'm reading into that, and it's blowing my mind that these fucking kids are like, oh, this is terrible. But you want something different. They give you something different, and what the fuck, you know? And I was telling this to Dr. Doom today, any anti-American angle will always work.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the fucking southern states where they still rock the stars and bars and they think that the Confederates are still the second coming.
Yeah.
They will rock their fucking colors. And this is not, I'm not being racist or anything. It's the truth. But you know what? This is, without a doubt, one of the best things to happen in a while. And I think he can hold the belt for a pretty decent amount of time. What do you think about that?
I think that Mahal, from where he was 4 years ago to what he is now,
mm-hmm.
he looks different. Like, not even physically. I'm just talking about, like, his presence is so different now. Like, he acts like a fucking champion.
Right. Right.
And he should, because he is the man right now on SmackDown.
Right, right.
And even prior to him winning the title, he looked different, like, presence-wise. Like, he looked like he belonged in the main event scene, despite the fact the last couple of years he lost almost every fucking match he was in. And to see him prevail and persevere, he's the perfect example that if you can lose every fucking match and you can still win a title as long as you got the backing of the company.
What do you do now, right? You can go either. Now, my opinion, he's going to hold the belt for Cena. I think for some reason, I think here comes Captain America.
I hope not.
And he's going to break Flair's record, or they can throw it to AJ. They could throw it to AJ and then turn Nakamura heel, and then you have AJ and Nakamura for the end of the year. Now, my opinion, either way, even if they do it with Cena, something's going to happen on the other end. Somebody's going to have to turn heel or go against Cena. SmackDown will keep that balance.
Yeah.
SmackDown will keep that balance because they got better writers, and it's the land of opportunity.
And it's only 2 hours.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
I think that, I agree with you. I think that he's being saved. They're going to save Cena for him, but I don't think he's dropping the belt to Cena. I think he's going to drop the belt to AJ. AJ holds the belt until Mania, and that's where Nakamura goes up against AJ for the belt at Mania.
He's going to hold the belt all the way to Mania, you think?
I think Mahal is going to hold on to the belt until, like, maybe Survivor Series.
Obviously, the consensus is that people would rather see Styles fight him than Cena. But it just makes more sense unless they give the whole America thing to AJ, American boy, Georgia. But Cena's the same. Cena is still the man, you know? He's got a lot of projects going on right now.
Yeah, but Cena has his one foot out the door already.
Could be.
I think he does, because he has a lot. He has a lot of other projects, like you said, and I don't think that. I don't think he has his mind is not fully focused on the company anymore.
Mm.
I think now they're more reliant on AJ for SmackDown, and they're going to be relying on the top five guys, which on Raw, which is going to be Joe, Roman, Miz.
You can even throw Kevin Owens in there.
Oh, yeah, Kevin
Owens. I'm the face of America.
I
want a title shot. I'm the U.S. champ. They can go. And Money in the Bank is coming.
Yeah, man. By the way, who do you think is going to win that?
I think Nakamura should win it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because at that point, he doesn't have to talk. He just has to cash the fucking thing in. You know what I'm saying? It makes perfect sense.
You know what it is? I don't like the fact that they're making the guy talk. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind when he does it. But he loses his mystique. Like, he has, like, this mysterious aura about himself. Like, people know that he can kick your fucking ass. but he doesn't have to talk about it.
Yeah,
it like, does. He was going back and forth with Ziggler for like a month. Did I care about them going back? I wanted to see Nakamura whoop the shit out of Ziggler. I thought he was going to fucking destroy him at Backlash.
Correct.
And I heard it was mostly like, you know.
It was stationary. It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like, great.
It wasn't typical NXT it was okay. style.
Now, you know, you say that, but yet, you know, he's not a heel. They won't, I mean, and he's in WWE now. And casual fans, I guarantee you, didn't see half of the body of his work in New Japan.
No, of course not.
In New Japan. So they don't know he can't talk, you know, because he didn't talk in NXT, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
It is more realistic. I agree with you, JR. But, I mean, like, I don't see Mahal dropping into Cena, though.
And I even said, I was talking to Kevin Cassidy the other day. I was like, it just makes more sense for them to give the belt. Not to give the belt, but to have Cena fight him, you know, Captain America against the
evil foreigner.
The evil foreigner, the Indian aristocrat.
Yeah, when did America have problems with India all of a sudden?
We never had problems
with exactly, India. That's what I thought. Did you? By the way, there's a video online of when Mahal wins the title, and it has the Indian commentary. The commentators are going ballistic.
Sure.
India number one. India number one. You got to hear it, dude. It's hysterical. I loved it. It was great.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that either. You know what? If you can make it a problem. And you can make it. Listen, this. It wasn't like when Sergeant Slaughter did it and we were at war with the Middle East.
Oh, bro.
Desert Storm.
He had like death threats on his.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So that was a little more realistic. The Sheik did it for years after the Iranian crisis in 80. So he did it. He was doing it up until the mid 80s. Russia number one, Iran number one.
I need that sound clip from the Sheik.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Hey, fuck your ass.
I'll open the soundboard up. Hold on 1 second. But yeah, I mean, the Sheik did it for years and years and years after the fact.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, everybody was like, yeah, okay, it's fine. You know, it's the Sheik. Nobody says anything. And then he goes crazy in his old age. And
then fuck his ass, make him humble.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheiky baby, I love him.
Sheiky baby.
Fuck it.
Right. So I don't. So again, SmackDown is you know, good. I saw one segment of Raw, which was the Paul E.
Oh, that was good.
Promo with Finn Balor.
I liked it.
Man, if they didn't marry Brock to Heyman, how dope would that be if Finn Balor was a Paul Heyman guy?
Oh, I would love to see that.
Because another guy who really can't talk is Finn Balor.
He's not much of a talker. He's not. But I feel like he's more comfortable as a heel than he is as a babyface.
I want him to be a heel, but I want him to have the faction.
Of course.
I want him to and you know what? I don't care that it mocks or parodies the NWO or the Bullet Club. The Balor Club makes sense. He's a name. He's internationally known. He was a fucking underwear model, for goodness sake.
I mean, he had the backing of Armani Exchange for a long time.
The guy oozes machismo.
He does.
Right? He's undersized, but he can kick ass.
And that's his biggest drawback right now. And to me, it doesn't matter his size. I don't give a fuck how tall he is or how big he is.
Yeah.
But I feel that if he were to turn heel and then have his guys, you know, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and maybe one more other guy, because I'm tired of these three-person stables. I like to have a nice, large faction.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, I don't know, you know how, you know, not to the size of the NWO, but maybe like a four- or five-person group.
You know, it could be done. I don't know. I know Vince has a hard on for not having factions.
He hates factions, but you also got to keep in mind that Hunter loves factions, and obviously because he came out of so many factions in his day. I mean, you got to think about DX. You had the Corporation. You had the Ministry of Darkness, and then he was in Evolution.
DX, right?
Yeah, but he was more famous in DX. So I can understand why Hunter has a hard on for factions. But a guy like Balor, I feel like they should have like pulled the trigger on this no pun intended, on the Bullet Club, because that would have made money for this company. Having a rival faction go up against everybody in the company, that would have been great.
Yeah. Again, I'd rather see him a heel. I think he's going to win the five-way.
I think so, too, and he's going to go up against Lesnar.
And that's the Davey and Goliath thing once again.
Of course.
And I got zero issues with it. Even if he loses to Brock initially and just keeps fighting him until he wins.
But you want to know something? That match is going to be so good because I know Balor could take an ass kicking and Lesnar could take an ass kicking too.
And both of them have been strong style champions.
Oh, dude. Oh.
So they can, you know, they can plan this out any way they want. They can mix it up. A little hybrid here, a little couple of stiff kicks, couple of, you know, throw a shining wizard in there, no pun intended. You can throw in a couple of knees and
it's gonna be strikes.
You know, it's gonna be a good match.
Stiff match. I can't wait to see that.
And this takes nothing away from guys like Seth Rollins or Joe, and I mean they're all gonna stay in the upper echelon of.
Keep in mind, guys, that if we just forget about the name of the pay per view where they're fighting in, I think we'll be okay.
Will you stop?
That pay per view name is still the Drizzling Shits. I'm sorry.
Now what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
I don't give a fuck if I'm hating. I hate that fucking name. Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
Good fucking God.
If you listen to the rant the other day, we took we named pay per views after 80s movies. Like, you know, Karate Fighters presents WWE's Vision Quest. Presents Purple Reigns.
Oh,
get it?
Yeah. Oh.
WWE presents Top Gun. WWE presents Vision Quest. You know.
Oh, dude.
We. I mean, there was so many. We were like, I was in tears at one point. I was laughing so hard. It was good. So check out the last episode of the rant. Download it. It's hysterical. Not because your boy is on it. You know.
No, download it because your boy's on it. Definitely download it.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Every time I call in, I raise the ratings. And they're like, "Yo, Phil, where'd you get that?"
I got it from a Negro.
I know, it's insane.
I thought we were going. Okay, terrific.
I'm just saying. So,
oh man,
yeah, download the rant. It's good shit. It's good shit this week.
How's my boy Ernesto doing today?
Who?
our boy who does the.
Who's that?
This guy. What did you say?
Oh, this guy?
Yeah. Buck Hogan! We got it for you, nigga!
Booker.
Oh, no, not Booker. Oh, no. On Esty, you mean.
Yeah.
What did you say, nigga?
Okay.
There we go.
But I tell you, man, it was too much. It was too much. But we named all these pay-per-views after 80s movies.
Oh,
dude, it was. You got to listen to it. It's hysterical. It's hysterical. So download the latest episode of The Rant. It's pretty funny. And the Wizards, too, was good this week. It's always good, but it was extra special this
Speaking
week.
Speaking of the Wizards, did you see the WCW tag team titles that Tony posted up on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Those were fucking sweet, dude.
I saw them and I thought about Chronic, you know. were they tag champions? Chronic.
Of course they were. They were the APA.
Chronic. Where is it? Hold on. Chronic.
Okay, you have to do that again, but now you have to do the Fantastics.
Oh. From the City of Angels. Tommy Rogers. Bobby Fulton. The Fantastics.
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I forgot to tell you. You were saying how you were talking to Kev this week. He finally added me as a friend on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I was really happy about that.
About fucking time.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You know what it is? It's fine. I mean, he's a very private guy. And I told him, I was like, dude. I really value this guy's opinion. I really do. I like his opinion on wrestling because he says it right sometimes, you know? Like, going to the whole ratings aspect of what's going on right now, I mean, like, the ratings are super fucking low right now. Nobody watches.
Because it's not as popular as it was. And I've been saying this three co-hosts in for this show.
I know. I've been saying it. I know.
And this is not rocket science.
It's really not.
Shaylin, I did see the last 40 minutes of that abortion. So, let's just say... That they need to stop.
Oh, that's right. You got to talk about that.
The Mets gave up a terrible. The Mets lost a terrible game. I came upstairs and I, you know, so
Pastor's in.
Oh, look!
Hello, Pastor.
Jesus.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
That's right. Right. So I was horrified. And, like, my wife knew it was bad, and all of her girlfriends started a thread on social media, and they tore it apart. And I was like, you know what? Jerry Orbach and Patrick Swayze are, like, rolling over in their grave right now. So when I got the Echo last night, I'm like, Alexa, play some Patrick Swayze. And all of a sudden, she's like the wind. I'm like, yes.
Oh, boy.
That's classic.
I'm not a Dirty Dancing guy.
It was the 80s.
I was more of a Roadhouse kind of guy. I love that movie.
Oh, wait. Speaking of 80s movies again, Dr. Doom had his WWE Presents Over the Top. I was like, yes! Oh! I was like, yes! That was the best one!
Oh. Oh, man.
I said, dude, we can do this all night. I told Double A, I said, you got to stop. We can do this all night. Because there was so many movies, you know? It got a little corny towards the end, but there was some good ones.
What's some really? I'm trying to think of some really good. Like, to be fair, the original Dirty Dancing had bad reviews too.
But it was actually good. But it was good. It was.
It was good.
It was well casted.
It was star studded, that movie. It really
so,
was.
But so was the other one. Deborah Messing was in this one.
Well, Deborah Messing's a shitbag.
Katie Seagal was in this one.
Katie Seagal's hot.
Yeah, but like there were people that were in it. It was absolute shit show.
What channel was this on?
ABC.
Oh, it was an ABC movie?
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those like Lifetime.
No.
Hallmark kind of deals.
No. It could have been. Actually, it should have been.
It should have been.
It should have been a fucking Hallmark movie.
The original girl from Dirty Dancing, I never found her very appealing. Aesthetically appealing.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a big schnoz. She could have been the poster girl for Fruit Loops.
But it... Just follow your nose!
Jesus!
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Deborah Messing's sexy bitch. Yeah, but she's a fucking cunt offset. I'm sorry. She's not the nicest woman in the world.
Put that cigarette out!
Yeah, Deborah. But, you know, again, it was... Shailen, it was... Yeah, Deborah Messing is sexy, but this movie was god-awful. Like, really bad.
Oh, tell us how you really feel about it.
No, dude, it was bad. Like, I watched 40 minutes of it, and I was like, that's 40 minutes I'm not getting back in my life. I'm going to cut myself now, you know?
I think I would have had a better time watching the TV version of Dirty Dancing than I would have watching the 50 Shades of Dog Shit.
Put it this way. It was so bad that when the Mets imploded, I was more mad at the movie than I was at the Mets giving up that fucking lead and losing that game the other night. I was like, it's San Diego, and you give up your fucking lead, and all of a sudden I put the movie on. I'm like, I don't feel that bad anymore.
I'm sorry, Shailen. She is not a pleasing to the eyes.
Who's that?
I always forget her name.
Jennifer Grey, you mean?
Yeah, she's ugly, dude.
Yeah?
She's got the that weird looking schnoz. I remember from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, she played the sister.
Yeah, she was, nah, no thank you.
I like when the principal tried breaking in.
I remember
and she
that.
Using the multiple Street Fighter kicks to the face.
That was, oh man, I miss those movies.
Yeah. You could, stop messing with the classics. They just signed off for a sequel to Top Gun. And I'm like, dude, why? Why? Val Kilmer's in already. Tom Cruise already said on some other talk show he was in Australia that he's doing it. They killed off Mother Goose. They're going to bring back, what, Meg Ryan? Is Mother Goose's son going to be like, you know, Goose Jr.?
I don't know.
It's going to be the shits of the drizzling variety.
I mean, who knows? Even Mr. Gorgeous himself, Channing Tatum, might be in the movie, too. Mr. Magic Mike himself.
Channing Tatum?
As you hear about the sequel to...
Hello, Gorgeous.
Frithgo.
I sent you.
I saw it.
Hello, Frithgo. Rip, was his name? Rip something.
Yeah, whatever.
That guy's hysterical.
What do you call it? Did you hear about the sequel to 16 Candles? I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, dude, I was gonna super kick you with this foot, with the good leg. All right, real quick, NXT. Asuka retained because Athena's hurt. Oh, not Athena. I'm sorry. What's her name? Ember Moon.
Yeah.
She broke Goldberg's record of having the longest streak.
Yeah, she did.
So, God bless it. Bobby Roode and what's his nuts? Kenta. Hideo.
A scorpion.
Yeah. Look, sir, there's only one scorpion on the show. It's the black scorpion. Okay? Toasty. It was good, though.
Toasty!
That was a good match. The Roddy match was fantastic.
Roddy and Eric
and Young Eric
Young killed
dude,
it.
Dude, they tore it up.
Oh, my God. It was great.
And I didn't, because we read that Ciampa got hurt.
So
we thought that the DIY match against the paint was going to happen. And they main evented it. And it was good. And it was so good. The Authors of Pain, I mean, they're big dudes. They hung with DIY. It was good, right? And then they retained, and then we didn't even see this coming. The Ciampa turned on him, and it was the last spot was scary as shit.
Yeah.
Because the camera's panning off, and as it's panning off, he drops fucking Gargano through that table, and I was like, yo, that was hard. That was hard.
It was really, I
popped.
Yeah.
Dude, I popped.
I was
like,
shocked.
I was like, yo, I screamed at the top of my lungs, get the fuck out of here with that move.
Well, you want to know something? NXT does things right now. Like, yeah, well, I mean, you, like, for now, they've been kind of in a little bit of a slump now, but now they picked it right back up with Ciampa turning on Gargano. And I think that's I was shocked.
Everybody was.
Very shocked. And they did it right.
To break them up, you know, that was, and at the peak of it, you know?
I thought Ciampa was going to turn on Gargano last year when we were at NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. It looked like he was going to turn on him right
there.
Because
they had some words. But,
yeah, man.
But Paul Ellering was genius in that match.
Oh, he's great.
He interjected himself the way like a heel manager should have been. And he took a nice bump. And it was like, I'm telling you. I'm a mark for those boys.
The AOP, they're on point, dude.
Those are my boys, man. I think I'm going to rock that shirt.
Phil's goons are...
Those are my goons.
They're your goons,
Every
dude.
Time they have a match now, Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas, our brother Rob, sends me a message. Goon Squad.
Goon Squad is the shit, dude.
Goon Squad. I'm okay with the... I didn't see the debut of that Velvet guy.
Velveteen Dream, I did.
Who is it?
You remember Patrick Clark from Tough Enough?
Of course.
That's him.
That's him?
That's him.
Okay.
He's not bad.
I didn't see it. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. He's okay. It's not too bad.
So it's not Fandango Square?
No, it's more like Darren Young. No Days Off Darren Young look. You got to check it out, dude. He looks like Darren Young.
Does he?
He looks like Darren Young when he was in the Nexus with his hair. Oh,
with the hair, with the Gumby hair?
Yeah, he looked like John Cena at that point a little bit. Black Cena.
Oh, Black Cena. Bam, blam. Oh, Black Cena. Black Cena had a job. Bam, blam. Sorry.
No, it's like he looks like Darren Young mixed in with the artist formerly known as Prince Iaukea.
Oh, Prince Iaukea.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of Prince Iaukea, I got a message from our boy Chris O'Callaghan. And he told, remember we kept asking why they gave him the television title and he stuck with it?
Yeah.
It was Kevin Sullivan who had the book, and they were touring Polynesian areas like San Francisco, and they wanted to keep the belt on him to cater to the crowd. And he took a liking to the kid and kept the belt on him. So Kevin Sullivan said on a shoot interview he had the book and he liked the kid.
Really?
So we can blame Kevin Sullivan for...
God damn it, Taskmaster.
For Prince Iaukea's title run. So thank you, Chris, for reaching out to me. My brother Chris from... I know Chris a long time now. So Chris sent me a message on Twitter. So I was like...
Yeah, man.
So thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot about that. So that was cool that we're getting hits like I like getting hits like that on Twitter when we get quoted or we ask a question and the fans answer it for us. I think, again, because you have to understand, and I've been saying this for years, a lot of the stuff I do is from memory. Like, I'll write stuff down, like with the match results, like tonight and stuff, but other stuff that was interchangeable with the cards, like a lead up or a feud, comes to from memory. So if I fuck up, I fuck up. So it is what it is.
Exactly.
And it's more genuine when I fuck up. So it's all right. Any other wrestling news you want to get into? Let me see. Did you see any headlines? Let me see anything.
I can't think of anything that pops up right now. Supposedly the spot that went to Mahal was originally supposed to go to Rusev.
Well, they might bring him back as a face.
They might, but apparently that spot was supposed to go to Rusev, or he was supposed to hold the title.
They break him up from his wife. They send her down to NXT to dance, right? And then he's off TV. He wasn't hurt, right? He's been off TV for a minute.
He was hurt for a little bit.
I thought he was.
No, he was hurt.
Okay.
And they were going to bring him back. And they, believe it or not, they even they had him talk backstage saying that he was going to talk to Shane McMahon about getting him a title match.
Which might lead to Shane McMahon and Sheamus, I mean, and Shane McMahon and Rusev
at like SummerSlam, which I don't care about seeing.
No, no. So, all right. Is that it or anything else tickling your tits?
No, that's it.
All right. So before we go, we take a break. I got a call from a boy, Dr. Doom, and he just wanted to piggyback on what you were saying about the whole thing last week with Rip Rogers and
Randy
Orton, and he was telling me his opinion. And where he lives in the Southeast region, they don't have a lot of indies. And he was telling me that, you know, he would like to see like a revival down there, where back in the day where, you know, territories ruled the South, you know? And he's like, well, how come these indies can't, you know, get together and have these hot feuds? Like,
yeah,
like,
I know.
I said, because the indies don't have steady guys. The steady guys they do have are, like, school guys, you know? He gets, like, one indie match every other month. We get him almost every week up here.
Yeah.
Right? And I said to him, I'm like, you know, it's like this, I said to him. I'm like, they'll have, like, you know, Wrestler A versus Wrestler B, special guest the Honky Tonk Man, special guest Ryback, special guest Cody Rhodes, whatever the hell it is. I said, but the attention span isn't there. They're not catering to hardcore fans. The promoter just wants to get enough people in the building to pay the talent
and to
see if he can come back. So,
okay.
You know, we had a nice chat. And he just wanted to put his two cents in. So
no, that's fine, dude. I want everyone's opinion. I need to see. I would like to see more opinions from the fans. Let us know, man. Let us know if you think I'm wrong. That's fine. I would like to have a debate with a lot of our fans.
It's a healthy debate.
I love it.
And it's you know, and opinions are like assholes. You know, everybody has them. Some of them stink. And even if they do stink, it's your opinion.
Exactly.
You have a right to it.
Freedom of speech.
So when Dr. Doom calls me, and I give him 40 minutes on the phone, you know, it was a good time. So
yeah.
Shout out to Dr. Doom. He's listening. He's in the chat room.
Yes, he is.
So. Thank you very much for that. Anything else? Tickling your tits?
Nope.
All right, so let's take a quick break, plug our friends, and then we will have a kick-ass throwback for you tonight.
Yeah, man.
If you want to call it that.
Oh, God.
I'm picking some gems lately, boys and girls.
Oof, was it a chore?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on the rant. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us tonight. A nice hopping chat room. And thank you for everybody for listening.
Thank you, guys.
So we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God. I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Umesi, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people and my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Turnbuckle, Throwback Radio, Rant, EM Radio. Oh, yeah.
Also at In Your House, Beware of Dog, the Intercontinental title's on the line. The Undertaker challenges Goldust. Right now, let's talk to the Intercontinental Champion.
And you tell all the others the law's coming. You tell them I'm coming. And hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me. Tombstone, 1993. That's right, dead one. I'm coming. Your worst nightmare is about to enter your house. You see, I am not afraid of the dark. As a matter of fact, many say that I do my best work there. The lights aren't going to be the only thing going down, Reaper. You too will fall to your knees, and you will never, ever forget the name of Goldust.
Cut.
Get the name of
Goldust.
Yes, dead man.
Love that.
Goldust. I love Goldust. I don't care what anybody says.
I hated him when he first came out.
No way.
Oh, I fucking hated his ass.
Yo, I dated a chick, right? That we were in toy store buying something for some kid or whatever, and WWF had the Bendems, like the Bendem, little Bendems, mm-hmm. And I bought a Goldust one, and I would just cut promos with it, and I'd make her laugh. Anyway, all right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Phil and Choppy.
Another Shattered Dreams production.
Shattered Dreams. Dude, when he does that. You know what? And Brian from Metal Thunder Radio, my longtime friend Brian, him and I would do that. He was a bass player in a band, and I'd be in the pit going, running my hands over my tits like this. You know, we would laugh all the time. Goldust was a big part of our inner circle. You know, I was a fan. I was a fan, no doubt. I like the old Goldust with the movie quotes and Marlena with the cigar.
Dude, you know what was funny? When he was giving Ahmed Johnson mouth to mouth.
Yes. Yes, sloppy Ahmed Johnson.
Dude, he was all over Ahmed, and I think he legit was not happy about that segment.
I want to see an Ahmed Johnson shoot. because I agree. I don't think he he liked that very much.
he was a man's man. He couldn't kiss it. He didn't want to kiss another guy.
He had a look, dude. He was so sloppy though. Like he almost killed people.
And then when he went to WCW as Big T, he looked even sloppier.
He got big, man.
He got fat.
He got fat when he was WCW.
Oh yeah,
Big T for titties.
Suck it.
Oh man.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Bobby. Oh.
Anyway,
we got to stop. We can't be like that. We got more professional. Professionalism, please.
Please stop. How long you been here now?
We never learned anything educational on this fucking podcast.
It's out the window, son.
Oh, man.
All right, you ready for our throwback?
Let's do it.
All right.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
All right, so let's kick this back to May 26th. How about that? May 26th, 19, May 26th and 20, because I had to do it. They had that thing going on.
I can't believe that was 21 years ago.
Yeah, at the Florence Civic Center in Florence, South Carolina.
The famous Florence, South Carolina.
Is it really? what's it famous for, Chop?
I don't know, for having the same name as Florence, Italy. I don't know. It had about 6,000 attendance on the first night.
And 4,500 the next night, because Oof, here's what happened. What it originally drop. Took place on the 26th. There was a severe thunderstorm. The power went out during the event, resulting in only two matches being shown on pay-per-view and a series of literally dark matches. And the televised event was rescheduled as Beware of Dog 2, which took place May 28th, 96, from the North Charleston Coliseum in North Charleston, South Carolina. And those two matches were televised from May 26th, was shown again at the beginning of the rescheduled pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only pay-per-view to this date to ever be held in South Carolina. So, of course, your hosts of Vince McMahon, Jerry Lawler.
What a maneuver.
And Jim Ross and Mr. Perfect.
The next
also.
Night, yeah.
Yeah. The free-for-all match, you remember that?
That was the Godwins and the Smoking Guns for the titles.
And this was taped at the very first show. Sonny and her wagon, I wrote, hitched the Godwins to upset the Bison.
Sonny had such a nice ass back in the day.
She had a nice little shit locker
she
on
She did.
Her. So, you know, they it was a... But has it was like a 5-minute match.
It was all right.
It was all right.
I mean the Godwins are okay. I think I was more of a, I don't know if it was a, what was the a Henry O. Godwin, I think was my favorite out of the Godwins.
By this time, you know, Bart was able to suplex. Which one was it?
Which one?
Did he suplex Bart Gunn? He suplexed one of the Godwins.
I can never tell who was Bart or Billy.
I call him Tex in Shanghai. Because the mafia, the southern mafia, whatever the fuck they were called, they won the match. Stupid.
It was all right.
Interviews are setting up the heel turn for Billy Gunn's solo run.
So. Yeah, as a rockabilly, rockabilly and Mr. Honky Tonk Man, your favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah, happy birthday, Heavy D. Oh yeah, he passed away.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. Happy birthday,
dude. I didn't know that. His baby mama is one of the chefs on a Food Network. I forgot her name. She's cute too, man. She had a nice little. Anyway. Your opening match: Wild Man Mark Merrill taking on Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
This match was way too long. I'm sorry, I couldn't. I was done after like 10 minutes of this match.
16 minutes and 22 seconds.
16? I counted 20.
Counted wrong.
God damn it. It was longer than 16 minutes. God. Dude, the only thing that stood out about this match was fucking Sable's tan lines. I'm sorry. That was the only thing I noticed about this match.
At one point, Mark Merrill misses a plancha and blows out the knee.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Hunter wants Sable
to watch.
Yeah.
Watch the match.
So he yells at him and gets in position to watch. He goes for the pedigree again. Mark Merrill reverses it into a catapult into the ring post and falls on top of him at 16:22. I thought it was a good match. I thought it was good.
It was a drizzling shit.
Okay, you didn't like it. I liked it. We're not going to grin everything. It's fine.
Nope.
It was probably one of the better matches of the night. If you
Well, I have my favorite match of the night.
I didn't say it was my favorite.
I think the best match of the night was something else.
All right. So Cam Cornette is in the back.
This was great.
They're going to drop the bomb on Shawn Michaels. Owen Hart gets a manager's license for one night only.
South Carolina commission.
Yeah. He gets a license for one night only. And then the power goes out.
Yeah.
So the show actually continued live in the arena, dark, with all the baby faces going over if you want the full experience.
Yeah.
You know, turn off your monitor here and leave it for an hour and come back. I'll wait. Okay, welcome back. So,
now, this is not how they did it on the network, though.
No, they opened it up with the free-for-all on the network.
On
the network, they opened up with
the Mark Merrill match. Then they went to Shawn Michaels and Bulldog, and I was confused. I was like
this, yeah.
It was weird. So it was the backstage segment. Then it was Shawn and Bulldog match.
Yeah,
and then they cut off to the next night,
right?
Which was fine.
I mean, it's 2017. If you can't link them up now, you might as well. You might as well quit.
A lot of younger fans, they'll get confused by that video if they ever watch it because.
Well, Shaylin saying she remembers that night. I didn't see it live.
I did not either.
No, I was. I was in EMT school at that point, so I was like just, you know, waiting for my friend would tape it for me and I would watch it.
Gotcha.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, title match. Shawn Michaels defending against the British Bulldog. The bomb is Clarence Mason.
Oh, God, with his sling and then his fucking neck brace. What
comes out with the Celino and Barnes gimmick, right?
Celino and Barnes.
Yeah.
Injury attorneys.
That's right.
800-888-8888.
Celino and Barnes.
Did you know Celino's suing Barnes for this jingle? That's too funny.
Yeah. So I had a month of that on TV watching. So I saw it every fucking morning. So Clarence Mason announces a lawsuit for attempted alienation of affection on behalf of Diana Smith. Diana Smith looks like
50 years old.
Yeah. Looks like I don't know, like Caitlyn Jenner with, you know, like a heart.
Oh, she looked horrible. I've never thought she was attractive at all.
I don't know what he saw in her, man. But.
Why would Shawn even try to think that? It doesn't look believable that Shawn would try to hit on this woman. She's not even hot.
Right. As you might, of course, surmise, this angle went nowhere.
Of course
not. In fact, according to Diana's glorified roll of toilet paper under the mat, she was supposed to have seduced Shawn and have her advances, you know, spurn, but that's, and then send Davey after him, but that didn't. That's actually not a bad storyline, but unlike this one, which was bad, Bulldog attacks Shawn, and then, you know, the match starts. Now, you know what? I was not a Bulldog guy. Per se, he grew on me. I like the British Bulldogs, but I didn't dislike the Bulldog. To me, he always looked out of place as a singles wrestler.
I agree. I agree with you on that. I think that I think Nick German just said, "Come on, fellas, Diana would get it." No, she would not.
He's a fucking heart mark. That's why.
Yeah, dude.
Nick German suplex.
I think I would give it to no. Let's be realistic. The only female heart that would get it would be Natty. Natty would get it.
I'm not attracted to her.
Natty, she's got a shit locker on her.
I'm not attracted to
her. And she got some tickle bitties on her, too.
I think they're fake, though.
So who cares?
Okay.
Anyways,
you would be disappointed with titties. Because you're going from natural titties.
I have natural right now.
You have natural.
Yeah.
And nice naturals, right?
Yeah.
This happened to me. I went from naturals to fake, and it was like you know when you remember that game. What was that game where you had to put you had a timer and you put the fucking pegs in the shapes and the pegs before the thing popped up? Like it's called perfection. Right?
Oh yeah. I remember that. Yes.
It was like never getting that shape in. You know.
Yeah.
It was like, what am I touching this for? This is gross. You know. She did wing Miss Calgary. You know why? No, I shouldn't answer that. I don't want to disrespect all our Canadians.
No. Do it. I want to hear it now.
Because they all look like they look the same out there. they Russell Cattle out there in Calgary. Alberta, Canada.
Canada.
If I could be serious for a moment.
Oh God, Landstorm was great.
All right. So, man, I'm on fire tonight.
Nothing wrong with that.
This
please.
Was a long match, man. This you want to talk fucking long? This went almost 18 minutes.
But
man.
This is the title match. It's supposed to be long.
I'm just saying, you're complaining about matches.
That fucking Hunter. Let me tell you something. Hunter in the mid 90s was the absolute drizzling shit.
He had a good match. I don't understand how you didn't.
Oh my God! It was.
I don't like Mark Merrill at all.
Mark Merrill was his WCW gimmick?
Johnny B. Bad.
Johnny fucking B. Bad.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad.
The fucking Little Richard fucking wannabe. Oh my God! It was not good. It was just not. Thank you, Mrs. Pac-Man. This is terrible. But this match with Sean and okay, by this is not the Iron Man match that him and Brett had.
Stop! You can't compare that.
Exactly. This is not. But it was a decent match. Do I probably give it 3 out of 4 stars because Sean was a bumping machine in this match.
Nick German suplex. Stop it with the titties. All right.
I'm going to have to agree. She has a nice set.
All right, you guys
a nice rack. But I
fucking hot marks over
I'm
here.
I'm not a listen. I'm a Bret Hart guy. I'm a Bret Hart guy.
I smell a T-shirt.
Listen,
I smell a T-shirt.
I'm a Bret Hart guy.
Yeah.
And just to let you know, this title run for Shawn Michaels was the absolute drizzling shits. I hated Shawn as the champion. I was a Bret Hart guy. I was so upset when he lost the belt. At Mania, I would have been happier if he had dropped. If Sean had won the belt the next night on Raw, he super kicked Jose Lothario, and then he turned heel. That would have been great. And then Jose Lothario would have had a heart attack instead of having a heart attack against Psycho Sid at Survivor Series.
Okay, terrific.
Fucking Jose Lothario. He can't even speak English, and he's his manager.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he should have been Tito Santana's grandfather instead of fucking being like, come on, dude. He was,
and they all had gallon hats on too. Like,
you like this hat?
You better like
this
hat.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
I'm sorry, dude. It was a good match. I enjoyed it.
All right, so I'm not gonna go through the whole match.
No.
It was back and forth. It was decent. I'm not gonna, you know. It was, you know, considering most guys would kill to get an 18-minute match.
Sorry, Shaylin.
What?
Yeah, because she said, "Wow, Choppy." I always get Shaylin with something, man.
Oh, come on! If you don't get it by now, you might want to not listen.
Don't be so sensitive, guys.
There are nights where we're not going to be as insane as we are tonight. I don't know. Maybe it's
it was the week. It was the week.
It was the week.
The week was just a horrible week with
the
weather.
The worst the week is. The more obnoxious we'll probably get by the end of the week because it was, you know. But, all right, so at one point, Sean gets another ref to come in because he got bumped out. And that's a 90s thing, you know.
Yeah.
The Bulldog stomps Sean, another ref comes in. Power slam is reversed to a German suplex, no pun intended, by Sean. Both shoulders are down, and then both refs count because they're both in the ring at 17-19.
Yes.
A big argument ensues. The tie goes to the champion. Sean retains pending a rematch. His childish reaction to having the match shortened for 30 minutes to 18 minutes. The match is actually quite good for what it was, I thought.
It was good.
The best part of that match, though, the ending, I'm sorry, was when Diana takes the fucking belt
out. And then Gorilla snatched it out of
Gorilla Monsoon, 6 foot, whatever. He's Gorilla Monsoon's a gorilla, no matter how old he was. Gorilla Monsoon comes out. And right behind her and snatches the belt out of her hand, and she was shocked as shit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure they rehearsed it, and he's probably said to her, "You come out with the belt, and I'm gonna come grab it for you." But he didn't even tell her he was coming. He scared the shit out of her. He scared the ugly off of her.
And did you see the part when he gets in the ring and she's like tapping him on the shoulder, like, "Pay attention to me,"
right? And it's like. And he did like a Bobby Heenan. He was like, he looked at her like, you know,
"What the fuck are you doing?
Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah. Like, who are you again?
We're Sable.
Where's the one with the big tits? Get her back out here. I want big fake tits. I don't want you, ugly Canadian lady.
Ooh. Yeah. Ouch.
Ouch.
Next. All right, what's next?
Ouch. Okay, so now we go to Live Tuesday show.
This
is my favorite match.
This is the match of the night to me. To me, it is.
I referenced this match a few times, especially to on the show, because I thought this was, I don't want to say the turning point of Steve Austin, but I think this was the match that got him noticed in terms of
he could work.
Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He had just switched to Stone Cold. He was changing it up a bit. If Austin loses, DiBiase joins the NWO. So,
that's what happened. Right. But you know what's aggravated me about Steve Austin this time? It wasn't his fault, but like, the man could talk. I was watching him in ECW before he went to WWF, and I saw him in his gimmick where he wasn't talking and he needed a mouthpiece. Come on, man. This is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I think they didn't want him to talk, dude.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying? This wasn't a thing like, okay, we know you could talk, but you're being punished. They didn't want him to talk until the fucking King of the Ring. King of the Ring changed everything. Everything about the World Wrestling Federation. King of the Ring was the answer to the Hogan Outsiders turn at Bash the Beach. It transcended everything. They didn't think his talking could catch up with what was going on. The new generation. No. New generation sucked.
Oh, it was terrible.
Okay? Dr. Doom, he should have kissed Owen's ass. This match went 20 fucking minutes, 22 minutes.
I enjoyed this match, though. It was really good.
I'm
not a Savio Vega guy.
Oh, no. You got to watch Savio Vega's Puerto Rico shit.
I heard his shit is good.
When he was TNT in Puerto Rico.
I heard that was really good shit.
Yo, you ask Uptown Georgie about the conversations we had about TNT and Hercules Ayala and Carlito Colon.
Oh, yeah.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, yeah.
Brody was over there for a minute.
Los Boricas was pretty good too.
Oh no.
I'm joking.
No. I got to show you the Ric Flair Hercules Ayala match. I have like it's like this thing I have called the best of WWC.
Okay.
And Ric Flair defends a title over in Puerto Rico against Hercules Ayala. He was like the Black Ming the Merciless. Hercules Ayala. He looked black, but he was Spanish.
What do you call it? Yeah, the originators of the Universal title, right? WWC.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. WWE stealing something from somebody else.
It was that promotion and Victor Quiñones' IWA.
Oh, look at that. I didn't know that.
Like, if you...
Oh, yeah, I loved when Savio was in the Nation. He was great.
Los Boricuas sucked ass, and I'm Puerto Rican.
Come on. who remembers the hairy Puerto Rican from Los Boricuas? He was a hairy...
Leave him alone. I liked him. What's the hell's name? He was a good wrestler. He was from WWC. The hell was that guy's name with the red shirt with the red wife beater on?
Prince Albert Sr.
No.
I'm joking.
Los Alberto Senor.
Los Alberto Senor.
Miguel Perez. Thank you, Double D. He was a fucking WWC lifer over there. He was good. Dude, he was good over there, man.
But what my thing is they brought these guys in and they didn't use them properly in the Attitude Era.
No, because it was a different thing going on. So
what does Nick German want?
One of the best matches I ever saw live was Savio versus Goldust at a house show in 96.
Okay. Sure it was.
Okay. I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was.
Because it was 96, that's why.
Well, 96 is a shitty fucking
year.
Well,
no, and then those guys probably tore it up. Okay. So this match had some wicked psychology. And Savio obviously had experience in a strap match. Clearly, Savio Vega has been in several strap matches.
And he knew what to do.
Austin was not well-versed in a strap match. And you could tell because he had a hard time adjusting to how far he had of a reach, how far he had to, you know, to get away from it or to even use it as a weapon. Like, this was Austin's coming out party inadvertently.
Yeah.
Okay? So... At one point, there was a tombstone reversal sequence.
Yes,
right?
I saw that. That was good.
So Savio tumbles over. Austin leans over, suplexes him. Savio kicks him in the head. Austin recovers, goes to the top. Savio redirects on the way down using the strap. Austin meets the railing face first. He sends Savio into the stairs. Savio comes back in with a fireman's carry. Austin and like touching two of the turnbuckles, and then Austin hits a pile driver, looks to finish it, but DiBiase wants one more for good measure, which Austin, of course, obliges by it and does it. But Savio reverses. Austin goes to the $1 million dream. Savio manages to get out of that. Austin stun guns him, which was good. Yeah. Chokes down with the strap, then drags him around the ring. Savio sneaks in to touch each corner after Austin. When they get to the fourth, this is the best part.
Yeah.
They get to the fourth, they're fighting over it until Austin accidentally pull Savio into the corner at 21-22. The finish works. It was revealed later that Austin deliberately threw the match to get rid of DiBiase. So there you go. I read that, and I was like, it makes sense.
You know what's my favorite spot of that match? Is when Savio was outside on the mats outside, and then Austin goes to the top rope, and he pulls Austin all the way down to the railings. I thought that was a great spot on that.
No, I like when he hog ties Austin.
Yes, that was good too.
That was good too.
This is my favorite match of the night.
It was. Yes, he did go to WCW.
He did.
He became NWO. So in an attempt to turn Yokozuna face.
And he was talking. Why?
Yeah, they shouldn't have it.
Fuck my life.
This is pretty much the last gasp for Yoko's baby face.
And then he
run.
Was done.
And then he went to.
He went to the health clinic to lose weight. That's what JR said.
Yeah. This was basically a slugfest. You know, there was no. You know, again, it was. Yokozuna 700 pounds. So.
Yeah, he was up there now. And he was really, really up there.
Still moving like a fucking light heavyweight, though, I can tell you that.
His flexibility for a guy his size was unbelievable.
He gets a rock bottom and an avalanche into a Samoan drop, which I liked.
Yeah.
Right? He goes for the bonsai, but stops to beat up on Jim Cornette, which was obviously the babyface thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes for the bonsai, Vader drags Cornette out and he misses it. Vader splashes Yoko for the win at 8:55.
You know what's the best part of this whole feud? When Vader bombs his fucking leg, Yoko's leg, on one of the Raws, and they had to, like, forklift Yoko out of the ring.
Yeah, he broke his leg.
Oh, my God. That was
Mean Duck Doom, we're talking about that today.
That was such a funny thing they did.
Isn't that when I had to carry him out?
I should have been, like, distraught over this. I was hysterically laughing at the ring. I was like, I can't believe they got to haul his ass out of here on a forklift. Or whatever it was.
Broke his leg.
Dude, it was crazy.
Your IC title match was a casket match.
Oh, God. I hate casket matches. Fucking hate them.
I forgot about this match before I...
You want to know why? You want to know why you forgot about it?
Why?
Because it's an absolute shit fest. I fucking hated this match. Such a chore, man. Undertaker sucks. I can't stand The Undertaker. And if anybody disagrees with me on the chat room, too fucking bad. I don't like The Undertaker. He was never good.
Goldust defending against The Undertaker. This was a thing where, I don't know, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't a terrible match. Again, I thought it was better than what it was expected because of, well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
So Taker does his the rope walk of doom gimmick, chokes away, Goldust slams him, no sells it, by the way. He no slams the fucking rope walk, which was dope. And then a tombstone by Goldust. He no-sells that. He gets seated, clothesline, rolls Taker over to the casket, but he can't shut the lid, right? Gets the big boot, gets dumped. They brawl outside. Goldust takes over in the ring. Taker's fighting back. Goldust gets a sleeper, and then into the casket, but again, the lid will not shut. Back in the ring. Taker hits a flying clothesline, one of his, you know, classic moves. Dumps Goldust. Chair shot is blocked. They head back in. Goldust gets a power slam and goes up. Flying clothesline, goes for a cover for some reason. I don't know what the fuck that was for. Taker fights back, slams into the top rope, then tombstones him into the casket. Mm-hmm. But who pops out of the casket? Mankind.
That was the only good part
of the
match.
That was the best part of the match.
That's the only good part of the match.
And it puts him in a mandible claw into the casket at 12:36. And I'm amazed human beings can put on matches this boring on a regular basis. Because it was boring, but it wasn't terrible. I was bored. Like, it was like they were going through the motions. The match wasn't terrible spot-wise, right? But it was boring until, like you said, here comes Mankind. And it worked out perfectly because it kept the belt on Goldust.
Yeah.
And it finishes the feud and starts a new feud with Mankind and Undertaker.
Dr. Doom, the only time The Undertaker was good is when he retired this year against Roman. And Shaylin, I dare very well, Missy. I dare very well. You want to know something? The Undertaker, for what he was, I thought he was semi-decent when he was Booger Red, when he was Mr. American Badass. That's when he was somewhat good.
Yeah, Choppy and I got to disagree on some things tonight because I thought Taker was a good hand.
Fuck him. How dare he charge $3,000 to have a meet and greet with him at WrestleMania 29. Fuck him.
All right, so the bottom line is the two matches from the original show are both great. The strap match from the second show is better.
Strap match was great. I love the strap.
So you call this an easy thumbs up. It was almost bad on the eyes until the second night. You know.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't a terrible show. But I mean, it was a chore. It really was a chore to watch this just because I was not a fan of Hunter in 96. I thought and is this after MSG? This is right after MSG, right? The curtain call?
I thought it was before.
Is it still before? Because I thought I was going to see at least Diesel and Razor on the show, and I don't think they were on here anymore.
No.
So this is right after.
It's right after.
It's
yeah.
right after. So I think this is his punishment phase right now, and this is why he was having the type of matches he was having. But once 96...
Well, they put him in the hog slop.
Oh, that sucked.
Right?
But his matches with Goldust and Mankind in 97 were off the fucking charts, man. I love those matches. But, like, 96 was not a good year for Hunter.
You didn't like Taker and Mankind?
No, I'm not saying I didn't like Taker and Mankind. What I'm saying is Hunter himself.
Stone Hunter, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hunter himself. I was not a fan of him in 96 and 95 because he didn't do anything for me.
Okay.
But when 97 hit, that's when he started really becoming very good in my eyes. I did enjoy Taker and Mankind in 98 with the Hell in a Cell matches and the various other matches they had in 98. But it was the Boiler Room Brawl in 96 was okay. It was nothing. It was cool for what it was. But I was still never an Undertaker guy. Was not. I don't know what it was about him. I just couldn't get into him. He's such a methodical, slow moving dickwad. Sorry, I can't. I'm sorry, guys. I can't help it.
All right, so we're gonna throw you guys a bone. It's early.
It is early. Holy shit!
Yeah, we wrapped this up. It wasn't that much to go into. You guys want to call in 718-878-6394?
Oh, I hope you guys have some arguments for me.
718-878-6394.
Debate.
Or you want to debate Choppy with Skype. It's all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. If you have Skype, let me know. I'll add you or just message me. It's throwbacks and awfulness, all one word. Or 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. And you guys can call in and debate with Choppy.
The Rock had the right idea. Undertaker, turn your whole 33-pound head like the Exorcist. Have it rolled down your back. Catch it with both hands and proceed to shove it directly up your candy ass.
Let me see if I can find that promo.
That's a great promo.
Oh, man. Hold on a second. Keep talking.
You know which Raw that I really enjoyed going to? It was that Raw right before the Hell in a Cell match with the six guys in 2000.
Uh-huh.
Where The Rock made fun of all his competitors. On the Titantron, it was such a great promo. Is that it right there?
This one here?
No, that's not it.
This one?
No, Undertaker. Yeah, I think it might be that one. Because it was a 99 segment.
Let's see. Oh, let's wait till the commercial.
Oh, fucking commercials!
It is YouTube.
That's true.
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, there you go. Skip ad.
Undertaker, you think just because you're 6'10"? 320 pounds, and you got a 33-pound head that you impress The Rock.
There it is.
That you impress The Rock with all your little Mickey Mouse tattoos all over your body.
Uh-oh.
Well, The Rock says he's got a little surprise for you and the millions of The Rock's fans, and that is this. He's going to show them all your two new tattoos tattooed right on your ass. Which on your left cheek, it has a Brahma bull, and on the right, it reads this. Tonight at King of the Ring, The Rock sacrificed me fast, for he laid the smackdown on my candy ass.
Is that it?
Is this it? No, he's... Keep going. There's something else about him.
Rock, you've talked the talk. Now comes the time to see whether your body can cash the checks that your mouth's been writing.
And I am out of breath.
You will find out two things for sure, Rock. One is you're not half the man that you think you are.
And I have half the brain, like Psycho said.
And the most important is tonight is the night of the Undertaker. So, Rock, you rest assured that tonight the Bromable will rest in peace.
Oh, no, this is not it. This is not
it. The Bromable symbol in flames!
Yeah, whatever.
It's okay. It was. Still, this is still a very good promo.
Dr. Doom, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all gonna stop talking trash about the Attitude Era Undertaker now, alright? He was over. That Ministry Taker was better than the Dead Man, I believe.
I'm not saying that he was not over, but what I'm saying is he was a great heel in 99. But
97, 98?
Nope. I'm sorry, my friend. I can't. The guy, like, as a character, he was great. Wrestling-wise, I can't get into the man.
Man, he was beat the hell out of people back then, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't understand how people. I wish that Taker would have fought Brock Lesnar.
You want to know something? You know, the Ministry Undertaker, I think that would have been a really good match if it was. Like I said, the match when he was the American Badass, his matches with Lesnar in 2002 were fucking great matches, man.
Yeah, but he was already starting to slow up, I think.
I don't know, man. I think he was really hitting a nice little stride there because he was. I muted already.
Oh, thank you.
And he was really good in 2002, 2001, but as the years progressed, he got older. He started to move a little bit slower. I just never got into him until he was the American Badass.
Man, that 98 Taker, man. When he hung Boss Man, I'm telling you, man, he was.
Oh, wait a minute. When he hung the Boss Man and the Hell in the Cell.
Yep.
That was 99. Like I said, yeah, I remember that.
I think that time he was hitting a stride as a heel. I mean, he was the hottest heel during that time when you really go back and look at it.
I mean, if you're talking about like half of, if you're talking about Undertaker until about maybe like Fully Loaded 99 when he lost to Stone Cold, yes. But then afterwards, yep. It was Triple H right afterwards.
You're pissing off. You're pissing off the fan base tonight, bro.
You don't want to know something? I like these debates. I really do.
I'm going to get you all riled up. I thought Triple H was trash back then, man.
Really? Really?
Nah, I love Triple H, man.
I was a huge Triple H mark.
Man, me too.
Man. Triple H just started moving with the company, with the boss, man. But I hated Triple H back then, man.
No, that's me. He did his shit right, man.
Not because he did his stuff right, man. To me, Triple H was just garbage.
I don't know, man. I liked him.
The one thing I did not like that he did, he ripped off Shane Douglas's gimmick from ECW. He was calling himself the game in 99, and then Shane Douglas was calling himself the franchise.
Yeah.
It's almost similar in some ways.
Yeah. Oh, Triple H, I mean, I didn't like him how he wrestled, man. I just think they tried to give him too much. And then you look at now, he's trying to rewrite history, making DX look like they were bigger than what they were.
Hey, dude, DX was one of the top acts in 98 and 99, man. You can't dispute that.
They were just doing dick jokes, man. They weren't like the NWO. Compared to NWO to DX. DX, the only thing they did was just suck it. They feuded with the Nation, but they never feuded with like the corporation. Triple H left them when they started trying to feud with the corporation, man. Triple H was the turncoat, man.
You want to know something? He became one of the biggest stars of all time. You got to
get because after he married the boss's daughter.
No.
He was not bigger than The Rock. He was not bigger than Austin.
I never said he was bigger than The Rock and the Austin because they were the top baby faces.
I think Triple H was instrumental in putting all the main guys over. Austin.
Of course.
I think Triple H was the yin to the yang. I thought, you know,
he was a top heel. From the end of 99 till about 2001, you got to give it to the guy. I mean,
yeah.
Nah, man, he just swole up real quick. No, hit that the Scott Steiner workout, you know.
I mean, the what are you talking about? The protein shakes? Or are you talking about something else?
The protein shakes with the extra vitamins. Yeah.
Protein shakes all bring the boys to the yard.
Oh, yeah. Man. No.
You know, I don't like nobody from the clique. I used to like Russell Ramon, but after more and more,
you didn't like
I didn't like
Kevin Nash. I never liked Diesel.
I never said I liked it. I didn't say I liked Diesel.
Oh, I loved Razor Ramon.
I liked Razor. I liked Shawn. I liked Triple H. I even liked the X-Pac at one point.
Yeah, X-Pac was serviceable.
Shawn Michaels was trash too.
I told, didn't I tell you this today?
What happened?
I told Dr. Doom today when he called. I was never a Shawn Michaels guy.
I never said I was a Shawn Michaels.
No, I'm just saying I never liked him. I never liked him.
I thought he was good.
All he did was wiggle his ass.
He was serviceable. He wasn't. I just didn't like him as a character.
Oh, his character was stupid, but his matches were fantastic.
Some of the matches were great. Some of them were like, okay, whatever.
His Marty Jannetty match, IC title match in 93 was fantastic.
That was
like a Meltzer.
The ladder match with Razor was good at Mania.
I liked his ladder match with Razor in 95 at SummerSlam. That was the best one.
Right. Me, that was probably a little better. It had more spots in it. That's why. But, yeah, man, you pissed off a lot of people too.
I don't give a flying fuck who I pissed off, goddammit. If you're going to tell me that Undertaker is the fucking LeBron James of the WWE, then go F yourself.
Oh, come on. Don't. Yeah. I hate LeBron James.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were...
This ain't Monday night.
Dr. Doom playing the part of Tony C tonight. Because this is normally Tony C's spot when he calls in and starts yelling at us.
Oh, man. You got to call in more often, dude. This is great. I love this
shit. If we finish early, we'll take calls.
Oh, dude, I love this.
Because, you know, it's nice to have a nice help.
You know, Shailene...
I usually be sitting here listening on download on Saturdays, and I'll be trying to... I told Phil I'll have to call him, because I'll have an argument, and then, you know, it'd be like, wait a minute.
It's a healthy... No, not an argument. It's a healthy debate. Remember that. No one's mad at nobody. No one's arguing.
I love it.
That's not how this goes down. Everybody's friends. We're family now, man.
Exactly. Yeah. I give it to you, though. The Undertaker, he was the hottest thing in 99 in terms of, like, his character, but I was not a fan of his wrestling style.
His wrestling style fit his, like, and I was telling Phil about that. It was different. Everybody didn't have it. He was a big man. He wrestled a big man. He wrestled an agile big man style, but Big Show didn't wrestle a big agile style. He wrestled a powerhouse, and that's what I said I liked about different guys. You could see the different styles from various big men. Like, Psycho Sid did stuff different from The Undertaker to a point, you know.
Let me ask you something. You know, since you've been a long-time wrestling fan, do you think that's the problem nowadays with wrestling, is that there's not a variety of different styles, different types of wrestlers? I think that's the issue, too.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I don't like Kevin Owens to a point is he tries to do stuff that cruiserweights do.
Yes.
Okay. Jumping and flipping. He needs to be using his weight more as a weapon instead of flipping, you know.
Okay.
I think, you know, maybe, you know, not so many, maybe a stomach splash, not a, you know, like a, try to do a flip or a moonsault.
Vader did
moonsaults, but.
But you know what's a breath of fresh air to me is Braun Strowman. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I love Braun Strowman.
Me too. I love that guy. I think he's the next, like, phenom to me. Not the next Undertaker, but like the next phenom. Big man wrestle. We don't have a lot of new younger big men right now that are like 6'9", you know?
Yeah, but he's believable, and that's what you like about it. It's not like, you know, you think you know, even though they gimmick the what was it? I can't think of the name. When he flipped the ambulance, it was gimmick, but it was kind of believable, you know what I'm saying, that he's big and they portray him as a monster, that he could do that.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows this, but Braun Strowman is a legitimate strongman powerlifter.
His dad's like a champion softball player. seriously, his dad's like a professional.
I didn't know that.
His dad was a professional softball player.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
big men are in his family.
They did. Yeah, I like that. But then on the flip side, you got so many like guys that are like Neville on Austin Aries. It's not a balance.
It's too many of the flips. You're talking about there's too many guys doing flips instead of actually doing some hard-hitting technical wrestling is what you want to see now.
Yeah, like you break it up. Because I remember back in the day, I used to like, okay, a guy would do a high-risk maneuver. If he missed it, sometimes I liked it when they lost instead of he gets back up. It takes away from the high risk maneuver.
You know, and you want to know something? Today's wrestlers, I guarantee you, if they were to be put in the Attitude Era or even the New Generation or even in the 80s, a lot of these guys would be jobbers. Let's be realistic. I'm that's how I feel. What do you think?
I think if this was like the old days, people like, I think Cesaro would be a high to mid card guy if it was the territories.
Yeah, that I agree. Yes, absolutely.
And I love Cesaro. Kevin Owens would kind of, I think because his attitude would probably be like, I don't know, you know, like not an enhancement, but a good hand. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like a, let me see. Like a Pistol Pez Watley,
you see,
like back in the day.
You see, I'm going to disagree with that. And I'll tell you, not with the statement, not with the wrestler. I'll tell you why. The talent is so much better now than it was...
Athletically.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay? So I think it depends on if you're well-rounded. If you can talk and wrestle, you were in the upper echelon. You know what I'm saying? So Kevin Owens would be like almost like a Dusty Rhodes type.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know? But I don't think he'd have been a babyface. He would have
No.
I think he would have been a lifelong heel.
No, yeah. The talent... athletically was so is so much better now that you know it's hard to say who would be there because not for nothing you put Cesaro and Chris Hero back together, you put them in a tag team, you give them somebody like Jim Cornette, that's the Midnight Express all over again.
Oh, but you got to get Chris Hero back in shape.
And you got, but either, whatever, well, either way, he could be beautiful, Bobby, a little dumpy, but you give him Jim Cornette, you don't have to talk.
But what we're saying is a lot of these guys that you see now, I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad wrestlers, they're great.
Right.
What I'm saying is today's wrestlers back in the day 20 years ago would be jobbers because they didn't look like the stereotypical wrestler.
Right.
I would say... Ziggler would have been in a tag team, and they would have hit him up like he would have been in something like a Rock and Roll Express tag team.
Exactly,
I see Ziggler. Exactly. He would have been a baby face
like a Ricky Morton, like a bump machine.
Yes.
Yep, and getting ass. You know what I'm saying? Just he'd be the, you know, but he would have had to been somebody like a Stan Lane.
Yeah.
It's. I think it's just hard to.
To gauge
a lot of these guys. The good word, thank you. I was trying to get that word. You know, I was trying to reach for it. It's hard to gauge who would be what because it's so different now.
Yeah,
you know, there's not.
I got a question.
What's up?
Let's go with some top stars. Like, how would you think Cena would have been portrayed during the territories?
See, Cena could have been a Magnum TA.
He would have been the top. He would have been.
He would have been
a
Magnum TA. Yeah, he would have been a top. He's the prototypical. Baby face, cereal box, lunchbox, book bag, action figure dude. He could have been a Magnum TA / Hulk Hogan type.
I agree.
You know? You know, and he could talk. This is before, and he did what almost every baby face did back then. They were heels first, and they became
the big
baby face, except for Magnum TA, of course, who didn't
get
didn't get a chance to. Yeah, Nakamura would have been in Kai and Tai.
Fuck you, Nick German.
Nakamura
would have been
Nakamura would have been down with Gary Hart.
Hell yeah!
With the JTEX Corporation. With the Great Muda and the Dragon Master.
Yep.
Well, what's his face?
Mr. Fuji.
Fuji, or who else? Who was the other guy that... Hiro Matsuda.
Hiro Matsuda,
yeah. The Tamagotchi Corporation.
The Tamagotchi. Yamasaki.
Like,
the Tamagotchi.
Same shit.
I got another one. I think AJ would have been like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Okay.
He
would have been a clean-cut baby face. But, I think he would have been good in that kind of role.
How about this? Who would be this era's Macho Man?
Oh shit!
I almost would go Jay Lethal just to be funny, but he had the charisma.
He doesn't have the moveset though. Jay Lethal can fucking. Jay Lethal was amazing in the ring, dude. Savage was more maniacal.
No, so Jay Lethal is still amazing to me.
Yeah,
but like, you know what it is with today's Macho Man. Oh man,
like a guy who's reckless, but he's
Daniel Bryan.
Really?
No.
I think he's too.
No, he was reckless.
Yeah, but he didn't have the persona like Macho.
Maybe Jay Briscoe?
Hell yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Jay Briscoe, over-the-top promos.
Dude.
Takes it to the air.
Nick, don't ever say The Miz is the same as Macho. Please don't.
He did that in the chat room. No.
What is wrong with you?
The Miz would have been a low-rent Ric Flair.
No.
Nah. Who would, I said low-rent. Who would be Ric Flair?
Fuck.
Ooh.
Are we talking WWE or are we talking about any...
We're talking everywhere,
any
man.
Any promotion.
Can you even gauge that? I don't know if I can gauge that.
Dude, in terms of work,
you know who I see?
Yeah.
Dalton Castle, bro. He's so fucking charismatic.
Dalton Castle could have been Rick Martel or could have been Gorgeous George. Could have been Adrian Adonis.
Adrian Adonis. He could have been Adrian Street.
Yeah, the exotic one.
Look at me throwing it back.
Look at you throwing it back.
You think who was it? Dash Wilder. I can't think of the
Dash Wilder was definitely Tully Blanchard.
Tully Blanchard on Anderson the Revival. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we'd have put them in the Four Horsemen, would you want to go Ole or would you want to go to Barry Windham?
No, Barry Windham. You know the best horseman was Barry Windham. We don't count Ole Anderson.
Yeah, Ole doesn't count. He's a piece of shit.
He's a racist.
So, anyways, okay. If you were to put a Four Horsemen together today. Who would it be? I would say The Revival.
The Revival.
Bobby Roode. And I can't think of a fourth guy.
It could be a big man. It could be a Barry Windham. It could be an Ole. It could be...
Roddy.
Nah.
No? Nah. Roddy? Come on.
Nah.
Chris, what do you think?
Trying to think who would have been the... Like the...
We need like a Barry Windham kind of dude for this group.
I would not say Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin?
If you polish him up, he could have been.
I would have said Randy, but he's too old now.
See, they'd make Roddy look like a fucking Paul Roma in that group. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I don't want that. I don't want Roddy. You know, I'm a Roddy Mark. You know, I like Roddy. I love Roderick Strong.
That's a horrible.
That's tough, man.
So we got The Revival and Bobby Roode. Three NXT guys. And there's got to be somebody that you could, you know. You know what? I'm going to get shit for this, but you could put The Miz in there too, man.
No.
The Miz could be...
Like I said, no, The Miz is a good hand. He would have drew... The Miz would have had heat.
I said Randy, because Randy reminds me of Barry Windham a little bit.
Randy Orton?
But he's too old.
Oh, I got it. Clean up Harper.
Luke Harper?
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Luke Harper? Yeah.
Oh,
Tommaso Ciampa, too.
Who would be J.J. Dillon?
Come on. Ooh. Who would be J.D.?
Would it be Paulie?
Nah. Yeah, man. Paulie still got it.
He's the only manager, basically.
Yeah.
I would have said Paul Ellering, but he's with the AOP, the Goon Squad.
But you could put Paul Ellering in it, too. You can.
Oh,
this is all make-believe, man.
Oh, this is great. Oh, I like this fantasy booking shit right now.
This is make-believe, man. You don't know. See?
God. Who'd be the role of Baby Doll?
Well, that could be any fucking skirt. Maurice, it could be...
Not Maurice.
Oh, yeah, you could put Maurice in there any day.
Charlotte can be a baby... Oh, no, Charlotte's too muscular. You're a thick bitch.
Dana Brooke? Yeah, Dana Brooke.
She could be baby doll?
She could be... She's thick. She's a thick little girl.
She could be a...
She could be... What are you going to say, Chris? Tell me.
I was about to say Precious, but nah.
No. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin's girl.
Who'll be Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin?
Oh, gorgeous.
Who'll be Jimmy
Garvin?
Fandango. Dalton Castle again.
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah. Tyler Breeze.
Oh, man. There's so many guys that could be. Oh, man. Who's another guy?
Remember when Baby Doll told
that hotel room with Ric Flair?
Oh, yeah, no, with Miss Atlanta Lively, that's when Ronnie Garvin just up in drag? No. Do you remember the promo when Baby Doll came out?
Called her Jezebel?
Yes, and where I'm from in Texas, you tip your hat to her. So Dusty said like this, he goes,
"Your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face."
Hey, but speaking of Dusty, give us a Dusty impression right now.
I'd rather kiss a Jezebel on the street. That's what he said to her. If you put your hands on his $150 lid, I'll slap them lips to the side of your face.
There it is. I'm sorry. You have the best Dusty impression, dude.
Yeah, I'm on fire tonight. And it's all Dr. Doom's fault because he called me up and riled me up this afternoon.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Anyway. You know, I sit in my little throne room and be just sitting there listening to podcasts, and I just, you know, I got to come up with arguments every time. Not an argument or debates, just a different point of view.
Debates, man. Come on.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Arguments as...
Why are you apologizing? What?
You argue with your wife. You argue with the grocery store attendant. You argue with your mechanic.
You debate.
You debate your boys. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't have to apologize, man.
You never have to apologize.
This is a great debate. I love this shit,
You never have to apologize.
You're good.
Well, I'm a little southern gentleman, so it's kind of hard sometimes. You know, I don't like to offend people.
No.
Nah.
Unless you're a LeBron James fan.
Listen... Trust me, I'm not a LeBron James fan. I'm a Jordan guy all the way through.
Yeah, we had this conversation on Monday.
Yes,
with Will. Oh. I was on all the shows. I was Surfer this week.
Oh, you were? How was Surfer doing, by the way?
He's aight.
He's aight.
He's aight. Yeah, he's aight.
But anything else for us, my friend?
Nah, man. I'm just up here, you know, getting ready to try to play my Friday the 13th game. So you know.
Uh oh. Oh, you're a gamer too, huh?
I do it all. Little renaissance man, you know.
Look at you. Renaissance man.
He's a jack of all trades.
He's a jack of all trades, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Woo. All right, Dr. Doom. We're going to let you go, player. We'll wrap this up.
All right, now. Yeah, have a nice night.
You have a nice weekend, man.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend, bro.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Peace.
Peace out, man.
Peace.
All right. Southern gentleman himself, Dr. Doom, came up here for pizza a couple of months ago. He calls me up. He's like, I'm in Jackson Heights. I'm like, they ain't good pizza over there. He's like, it's really good pizza. I'm like, dude.
Jackson Heights?
I said, well, listen, he comes up here, again, and that's probably gold mine for him. And my I'm friend, not saying the pizza's bad, but I'm saying there's better spots in that borough.
Staten Island.
Listen, there's better spots in Brooklyn. There's a lot of spots in Queens. There's even spots in Manhattan that are better than Staten Island.
Yeah,
Staten Island has great pizza, too.
Let me just say something. My favorite spot, if you want to get some cheap pizza, 99 cent slice is my spot to go to.
I can't, dude. I tried. There's one by the garden. I can't do it. I tried.
Why?
I can't do it. I tried.
Dude, it's not. If you have no fucking money, $3 can get you two slices and a can of soda, man.
I'd rather go home and just starve it.
You're out of your mind. No,
my palate. I'd have to be like desperate for food. I'd have to be like not eating for days.
No,
dude. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. You think
but
so?
I mean, is it Joe and Pat's, Donino's, and
Nona's
good?
No, it's not.
Of course not.
No.
Is it Domino's good? It's not even Domino's good.
It's not Papa. Like when we order pizza in the house.
Yeah, you don't say Papa John. You don't say pizza.
You want pizza? Do you want Papa John's?
Yeah, exactly. At home, I don't even say pizza. I say Domino's. You want Domino's?
You want Domino's or you want pizza?
Exactly. And let me tell you something. Domino's by my area. I don't know. I feel like they put some type of cocaine in that fucking pizza.
No, you know what it is about Domino's. They emphasize too much on the crust, and it takes away from everything else that you're eating. Like you just taste that crust
it's
flavored.
So good.
I'm not a fan.
Zeus.
That's Mega Powers' favorite.
Papa John's. No, it's not. Nick,
I agree with Nick. Actually,
well, Nick, you could go shit in the hat. God damn it,
go shit in the hat. He says, "Are you ready to wrap this up?
Let's do it."
All right. All right. Anyway.
Wow! Really?
What?
Mobb Deep? Really?
That's just instrumental. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's 96, man.
God bless you for that.
Queens in the house.
Oh, love this.
Queensbridge. Here we go. There ain't no such things as halfway crooks. Anyway, all right. Had a good night tonight.
I had a fantastic night tonight.
I want to thank all of our chat room participants.
Thank you, Dr. Doom, for calling in.
Dr. Doom for calling in. Giving us some good content tonight. I want to thank World Wrestling Entertainment for fucking giving me some show material this week.
I want to thank Karate Fighters.
Karate Fighters. And Clearasil.
Oxy. Who else?
Castor Oil.
Oh, yeah, Castor Oil.
Castor Oil.
Castor Oil GTX.
Yeah.
Drive the Mile or some shit, whatever.
That's right.
Who else? Snickers?
Snickers, yep.
Don't lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Oh yeah, of course.
Can't forget that.
All right. Real quick, next week, the little man's got a play he's going to be participating in. So I'm not going to be unless Choppy can get to me before maybe in the daytime or something. There will not be a live show unless we record it before and we stream it.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to record because I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
All right, so maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll even do something, maybe even like Monday. Maybe this Monday we'll record something.
Ooh.
And knock it out, and then we'll play it for next Friday.
We'll try to do something because I think I might have a barbecue that day.
Either way, at your house?
No, at my in-laws.
At your in-laws, okay. So there may not be a show. There may be a new show, but it'll be live for you. Won't be live for us.
Okay,
because I'll be at Michael's play.
Well, who's he playing?
He's in a play called Godspell. It's a production. He's been doing drama classes for the last half a year.
Is this Shining Wizards production?
No. This is I forgot the name of the company he's part of, but it's like a little Broadway show thing he's doing.
Shattered Dreams.
Yeah, Shattered Dreams. Anyway, so you'll get it. You might get a new episode. You might not. We'll keep you on the loop and let you know. And maybe I'll cut a promo on the old Fox book gimmick. But
the Vidal Sassoon.
Vidal Sassoon, right? Anyway, of course, go to, this Sunday. We have a What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 o'clock with Surfa, followed by a new spot of episodes all next week on the Rant. You got on Tuesday. You have on Monday. You have the Sports Report after Raw. Tuesday, you have the Rant and the Shining Wizards. Thursday is Rant and Wrestling. And, of course, we go back to us on Friday. Hopefully, we'll have a new show for you. And go to rantamradio.com. Get all the content there. Go to turnbuckletrowbacks.com. And you could get all of our back content, our current content, all of our friends. All of our stuff is there. Just get on it. We have shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckletrowbacks. Go get them. They're fresh and they help pay for the show. You want to tweet us at TBuckleTbacks, at Choppy Mark Gacka. We're on Instagram as well. What else we got going on? You want to snail mail us? It's turnbuckletrowbacks1@gmail.com. Please leave. We're on Stitcher and iTunes. Please leave a review. We have a lot of downloads from the website. If you guys can do me a solid, please, and leave a review. The more reviews you get, the better the show gets. And we'll get some notifications, and we'll get some good stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely spread the word about us, man. We're definitely we're popular. Definitely popular with the crew.
That's right.
So spread the word.
Okie dokie. And I think that's it. So on behalf of my tag team partner, Choppy, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea, bidding you adieu, reminding you, please, 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 kindness, take care of yourselves, each other. Don't get arrested. Avoid the clap. Be fucking nice to people. Be good to animals. Support your local scene. Support your local band, your art scene, your club scene, your wrestling scene. Support all of it. And just be good people, man. Don't be a dick. All right. Anyway, I'm out of here. Choppy, you good?
We're good.
All right. Good night, guys. God bless you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Be safe.
And remember why we're celebrating this. Remember why we're celebrating Memorial Day. All right. It's
not for barbecues.
Yeah, it's because of our men and women in the armed forces that keep us safe. And they keep us grounded, and they're the reasons. And whether you believe it politically or not, they're the reasons why we can do all these things and enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it for that. All right. So you guys just remember that when you're charring your flesh, and you're having your drinks and your barbecues and your pools and whatnot. Just remember, and if you see a veteran or if you see somebody in the armed forces that's current, thank them. You know, just it's a you
or
know,
salute them.
Yeah, you could salute them if you want.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it, man. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and just remember why you have the day off.
Yep.
All right. We're out of here, kids. You have a great rest of your weekend.
Peace.